Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us.
Oh, yeah, I found out you can't play F-Zero on PlayStation.
No.
It's only Nintendo.
Okay. We tried to tell you that.
I was just.
Well, no, it was a F-Zero. It was like a knockoff that you could play on PS4.
But that's not F-Zero.
They don't really do cross-platform.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
So
that was my fault.
If you were supposed to be the gamer.
Yeah.
Because that's old school gaming right there.
Everyone F-Zero. That just bid on it is now disappointed in you.
Yeah, because it was like, oh my gosh, you're going to play F-Zero. No.
You know how many people called their friends like, I could play F-Zero with Hugh. He said it on the radio. And then people were like, nah, he lied. He did it again. All right, so the Bad Boys we came in with there is, you know, we usually update everyone on Philly's jail where we're at. And, you know, early in the season, we had no choice here but to lock Jordan Romano up and really throw the key away. I have to say, though, Hugh, just like with anybody else, if there's good behavior, we reconsider things. Jordan Romano closed that game out last night, and since April 20th, have you seen what our guy Romano's done?
What are you doing, Joe?
1.45 ERA.
It's coming around.
7 strikeouts, 2 walks, only 1 earned run in 6 2/3. Are we willing to open up the door and let Jordan out?
I thought he was on work release. This is more Kyle's thing than mine because I thought he was on work release.
Put a parole for Jordan Romano?
Yeah, he can get out. Okay. He's got a parole officer. We're keeping an eye on him, making sure he's still on good behavior.
Yeah, I mean, he's not fully out of the woods yet, but
no.
I feel like he is. We could let him back into society now.
Like he's no longer in maximum security.
Yes. Well, I mean, after that Marlins game again.
He's in gym pop. Does he get conjugal visits? Is he allowed to have conjugals? I mean, what
we're
we talking
not,
about?
That, we're not in charge of that.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's out on parole right now.
I took it too far.
So he can do whatever he wants. In terms of that. But,
you did, you know. Yeah. All right, so now that we have an open jail cell, should we have a discussion about Rafael Marchand?
I don't even think there's a discussion.
Lock him up.
He sucks.
All right. Guilty! We have a problem with Rafael Marchand here. Have you picked up on the difference between when Aaron Nola is being caught by Marchand compared to JT Realmuto?
I have not picked up on that.
I'm going to give you some numbers here. You ready for this?
Uh-oh. So wait a minute. Before you do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean there might be a chance?
Hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
Let's first decide
if we need to jail Marchand, okay?
Okay.
And then we decide if he's in jail, do we need a new catcher? Okay? So here are the facts, okay? This season, Aaron Nola's made 8 starts. 4 of them have come with Rafael Marchand. 4 of them have come with JT Realmuto. You ready for these splits here?
Gotcha.
4 starts with JT Realmuto. 2.49 ERA for our guy Aaron Nola. In the 4 starts with Rafael Marchand, his ERA is 7.40. Marchand, 2.49 with Realmuto.
Guess who else probably noticing those numbers?
Stubby?
Well, it's not Stubby. I was like,
Nola.
Nola is the one that's like, oh, hold up,
sure,
dog. Like,
sure.
Wait a minute, what's going on?
So, all right. Is that enough of a sample for you to say we got something really going on here? Because I do think part of it might just be maybe Nola was just bad that night. Maybe it wasn't Marchand's fault behind the plate. It feels pretty extreme.
Well, it feels like a little bit like he doesn't trust him, you know, to be in those situations. I mean, I don't think Nola's pretty self-aware about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then, yeah, he's probably not happy with him catching. So Can I get to my point that I was about to make? Maybe.
You're going to be the lonely one.
Baby tour. Hey! Do you believe in life after life? And you even said last week, Andrew Painter has benefited tremendously.
Yes.
From having Garrett down there.
That's why I want to leave Stubbs down there. He's got Coach Painter up. Nola's got to figure this
Painter
out up
coming,
here.
Painter coming up eventually. So it is coming up in a package deal.
No, I guess we could do that.
Chief Vibes Officer.
Look, if
making,
the,
a,
if
making
the,
a run.
If the Phillies really want to bring Stubbs back, okay. If they think he's an upgrade over Marshawn. But I'm
he's
not,
the missing piece.
Oh, look, no, Marshawn's in jail. They need
piece.
Somebody.
The missing piece. The guy jumped in a pool in Arizona.
Yeah, he did. And it went south.
Which had nothing to do with anything.
Well, it didn't help. It didn't help.
Well, you know, they are surging right now, but it would be something to be said if he came back and then all of a sudden they just, you know, they take it to the next level. I'm just saying.
They've won 11 out of 14 with Marshawn here.
I'm just saying. It was a little bit for a time, there was something wrong. You know, the dots weren't clicking.
Mm.
Maybe he can you know, lock him in a little bit better.
Oh, so all right, where are we? Are we putting Marshawn in jail? Is this?
It sounds like you are.
You have to.
It kind of sounds like you are.
He's a menace to society right now.
Someone from the Phillies has to be in jail, and we allowed Romano. All right, fine, put Marshawn in jail if you guys want to do that.
I think you want to do it.
No, I don't actually. I think Nola's being let off the hook here for his. Is it really Rafael Marchand's fault that Aaron Nola hangs curveballs?
Well, that's the numbers.
Mm.
The numbers. There's something to be said about being comfortable with one person as opposed to another.
Oh, sure.
You know, and it's obvious from those numbers. Numbers don't lie. JT obviously makes him feel better.
I
when
agree
he's
with
out
that.
There calling games.
But JT can't catch every game. I mean, we're to run the guy into the ground. I don't know. The Marshawn thing, I think, here's all jokes aside, I think he's having trouble, Hugh, adjusting to being a backup catcher playing once a week. Like, there's there's an art to that. It's hard to not play.
Yeah,
and
not
play.
Be locked in.
Yeah.
But I would assume that even if you're not playing, in order to keep that kind of going, isn't there something where you have to kind of sit in and listen to what's being said or how the game's being,
like
to get a feel for it, to kind of be locked into the game?
So I think defensively, yes. I mean, I was speaking offensively. I think he's struggling to hit because he only plays once a week.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, that's
sorry.
Part of the issue with Marshawn is he doesn't hit when he plays.
I feel like we have a biased jury here.
What do you mean?
I think you got something personal against Garrett Stubbs.
I don't
have
anything
personal
against
him.
Well, he definitely has something personal against him because he brought up something that happened a couple years ago by jumping in the pool.
That's right.
Hold on.
He did bring it up.
It's not about Stubbs. It's about people who think Stubbs has an impact on winning and losing.
Vibes, officer.
It's Hugh. It's people like Hugh over here.
Wait a minute.
It's you people. Okay?
See, I'm just saying, Chief Vibes Officer.
I don't know. I think we got Hugh. Put him in jail.
I think.
Marshawn's going to jail.
All right, lock him
Guilty.
Up.
Guilty.
Locked up. We'll check back in next week on Rafael Marshawn. Yeah, you know what? I feel happy for Jordan Romano. He worked hard to get out. Really good behavior for a few weeks here, and he lowered that ERA. I think his ERA is in the eights now, which considering it was 16 a few weeks ago.
I mean, look, you're welcome, Philadelphia.
We
changed this man. Yep.
I mean, but that is time.
Here's the real question, because I've been asked this. How long until Bryce is put in Philly's jail?
Bryce Harper?
Yes.
Never?
What do you mean never?
Because he's Chief pandering officer. He ain't
that doesn't work on this show.
That's a biased jury.
Yeah.
No, nobody's putting it. Who's going to put Bryce in jail?
We're in charge. Us.
It's strictly our decision.
We created
this. And it's going to be some pushback. There's going to be some people at the jail with their little signs of talking about
picketing outside.
Just wait till we make the graphic, and it's Bryce behind bars.
Free Bryce.
They're going to picket this.
I'm not going to listen to them. That's fine. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Romano out of jail, and Marshawn in for his struggles catching Aaron Nola. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Mike and Ben Salem. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's
going on, man?
Hey, so I just want to talk about this whole Schwarber thing. I mean, really, to me, it doesn't matter when they sign him. I just need him to be signed. I can't see that guy in another uniform. He's becoming one of my favorite Phillies all time. You know, I hear a lot of fans saying, you know, don't sign him now because if we don't win, we got to break up the team. Why I agree with that, Schwarber is the last guy I'm breaking up with. You know, if we don't win, I'm trying to trade guys like Nick or Boehm or Marsh, you know, anybody but Schwarber. I mean, I don't think he's the problem on why we're not winning the championship. To me, he's, you know, he's one of the solutions on why we could win the championship.
I agree. And Mike, I don't, if he leaves, I don't even understand what the direction is. Like, if he walked away, are they still trying to compete to win the World Series next year? Are they rebuilding? Because you look at their offense, and I know they had a good couple weeks here, but you take his home runs out, and they just would not be a good enough offense without him.
Yeah, I mean, I see him as a guy like, you know, what Boston had with Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he could hit homers for us until he's 38, 39. I just don't see a reason why to get rid of him. I understand Kyle's point with the whole Zach Bond thing, you know, not signing him until the end of the year. But, you know, with what you're saying, Joe, it could create a problem where it brings the price up. But, you know, real quick, why I had Boston on my mind, too. I just wanted to get your opinion, Joe. Would you trade for a guy like Devers with the way he's acting? You know, maybe try and trade Bohm? Or, you know, I don't really know the player that well, but, you know, I see the situation over there in Boston. I just wanted to get your opinion on what you thought about that.
Yeah, so, like, if people don't know the story, and I think Q and I, we may have talked about this off the air, but Rafael Devers, who is a $300 million player for the Red Sox, he was signed to be their third baseman. Then this offseason, you remember they signed Alex Bregman to play third base?
Yes.
And they basically said, hey, you got to be DH now, and he wasn't thrilled about that.
He's like, nah.
Well, now their first baseman is out for the season, season-ending injury, like a patella injury to his knee. So they asked Devers if he would go play first base. And he said no. I mean, he just flat out no. And he said he told the GM to go do his job and go find a new first baseman. So the dots are being connected because Dave Dombrowski was in Boston when Devers arrived. Like, that was his guy. So
you think they're thinking about moving him?
Well, they could think about moving him. And to answer your question, Mike, the whole story bothers me, like a player that won't play enough. And again, it's like a similar position. It's not like you're asking him to go play center field. I mean, I'm sure he could play first base if he puts his mind to it. So it frustrates me. But, Mike, he's such a tremendous hitter that if they were selling low on him, I would absolutely be interested. Like, he's a legitimate top 20 hitter in baseball when he's right.
Yeah, I mean, if you could, you know, get maybe trade Bohm and maybe a pitching prospect for him, I mean, I might be tempted to do it because, I mean, if he's a right-handed bat, you know, you put him behind Harper and then Schwarber, you know, behind him or vice versa. I mean, that could be a pretty dominating lineup right there.
He's awesome. And he's been on so he started the year really, he struggled to start the year, but he's been on fire lately. Mike, appreciate the phone call.
So we don't have a problem with anybody that really doesn't want to be a team player.
No, I do have a problem with it, but if it's a buy low, I mean, if someone's offering you something that you know is worth a lot for a little, don't you have to have some interest?
I mean, team chemistry is a thing, you know, right?
Yeah.
For him to just tell the GM flat out, hey, nah, hey, we need you to play, nah, you need to go do your job. Because that's how that sounds to me when you hear it. When you hear somebody say
it's
that.
It's a bad look.
It's a real bad look.
But just hold on, though.
No, you need to go do your, nah. Could you play first base for us? Nah.
But he could play third base here.
You need to go do your job. How about that?
I agree with you. But would you just cross them off your list of potential acquisitions?
Well, I mean, it's like when you talk about chemistry, and I know this doesn't matter because a lot of people, we tend to forget, like, this is something that has been ingrained in us since, you know, Little League, Little League, Pee Wee football, whatever. Camaraderie, being a team person.
Yeah.
And to have a grown-ass man in a situation where your team is in desperate need of a position that you could potentially play, and you just tell them flat out, no.
It's just a no.
Just say, no.
Well, this is.
Go do your job.
It's remarkable, this guy. I mean,
because it just. What's a. Okay. I know I'm being petty. And it might not have been as bad as I'm making it sound.
No.
Now, how do you make.
No,
you go
was,
do your
it,
job?
I think it was as bad as you make it out to say.
How do you say. Go do your job in the nicest way possible to the person that signed your checks, that gave you this opportunity.
And again, they're not asking to go perform open heart surgery. They just asked to go play first base. I mean,
hey, could you go play first base? You kiss my ass. That's what you can do.
All right.
It was like, basically, that's what he said.
I know. It's a bad look, but over the last 7 years, he's averaged 34 homers and 110 RBIs. Get him here.
No, wait a minute. I can see. Let me try this one. Hey, could you play first base for us? That sounds like a YP, not so much an MP.
That's a you problem.
That's a YP. That's not a UP. That's not an MP. Yeah. That's a YP.
So he's a problem, but our third baseman has one home run, and his name is Alec Bohm. If I could swap Devers for Bohm today, I'll take the YPs and all the P's.
Can we make it sound better, though? What did he say? Could you play first base? Mm-mm.
Well, he went on to say the GM needs to do his job and find a new first baseman.
Mm-mm.
Kyle, how do you think it would go?
I like that guy.
How do you think it would go here if it was in a press conference, one of the players asked, would you play this position? No.
I mean, you know how we would react.
I know.
Why? I just like how he said it. I just imagine him saying it as a matter of fact kind of way. Yeah, no. Nah.
It was a flat no. It was
like not even entertaining it at all. Just no, no. Go ask somebody else.
I don't think that call is the first time we're going to hear that name connected to the Phillies, though. If they want to dump him, I mean, Dombrowski was the guy there when he arrived to the big leagues, and he's a really good player. I would clearly have interest. You have to, even though.
Go do your job. Yeah, it's bananas.
Nope. Go find a new first baseman. Andy in Huntington Valley. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Andy?
I wait to sign Schwarber because you know what? If they don't win the whole thing, they are going to break it up. And what are you going to do with a great player with a bunch of mediocrity around them, which is kind of what you have now? So why would you invest the money in the years when you've already got Harper invested for years, you got Castellanos, you got Turner? You need a lot of pieces to fill in, and there's no guarantee they're going to win anything. So I wouldn't spend the money in the years. And if he's having a great year, good for him. That's what he's supposed to do. That's what he gets paid to do.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
So then you might as well just trade him now, Andy, if you're not going to pay him.
No, you don't have to trade him now. He's under contract. He's performing. They're winning, and that's great.
But you're going to get nothing for him.
Joe trying to get something for him if that's the thinking.
Listen, there's no reason to get something for them. They're moving along the right way. They won 5 out of 6 in the road trip. You know, if the rest of the team picks it up and they're on a run, that's great.
Sure.
That's exactly what's supposed to happen.
I'm just confused why this is the line in the sand. The Phillies have spent like drunken sailor for 6 years now. We keep paying
That's exactly why you put the line in the sand now.
With Schwarber? No one sat here when they signed a shortstop that can't play shortstop for 11 years and said, this is not a good idea. But Schwarber, that's where we say no more.
Listen, next year is a year older. He's having a great year.
We're all
a
year old.
When Embiid had his MVP year, then what happened? You know, we worry about like individual statistics. Start worrying about trying to win the whole thing. And you're not going to do it with one
second.
Guy.
All they've done since he got here is win baseball games. They had Bryce Harper here for 3 years. They didn't win squat. The only thing that correlates to winning is him since he got here.
But they haven't won the whole thing, have they? And one guy can't get you to the promised land.
I understand, but like, why is this the line in the sand? There's so many other ways to... They didn't have to give Aaron Nola 7 years. He can't even 92 on the radar gun anymore. But this is... I just don't understand.
I'm not saying that was the right idea either, but I'm saying I don't think The guy's performing. It's one thing if he's having an attitude because, hey, he didn't sign me and I'm pissed. He's going out there, he's saying, hey, I'm the guy. So if he can take us all the way to the promised land and they win the World Series, great, let's have the conversation in the offseason. And no, I wouldn't give him 8 years.
Well, I wouldn't either. The problem is, and I'm with you on that. The problem is, if he gets to free agency,
somebody's gonna pay.
Someone's gonna
overpay.
Do that. Yeah, and then you're probably gonna lose him. And Andy, I get your point. A good phone call. I mean,
Andy's just going hard today, ain't he?
Well, I just don't understand. Like, what is the plan with the Phillies if we just let Kyle Schwarber walk away? Like, they're just going to be old but worse next year. They're not going to magically get young by letting Schwarber walk out the door. They're old in a lot of places. I just feel like they've gone down this path, and for this to be the one where we say, well, now we got to draw the line in the sand, feels
a little ridiculous.
It feels ridiculous. It feels
ridiculous.
Yeah, it feels silly, actually.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying don't re-sign him at all.
I know.
But, like, I guess to answer your question, though, like, he is the one that's up for contract.
So was Aaron Nola.
Sure.
That contract
but he was. I'm saying, like, if, you know, we're faced with this now, like, Nola's signed now.
Right.
Kyle Schwarber's the one that is the free agent this year.
I know. But no one had a problem with all these other signings that could go bad. But now he's old.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but then we saw, you know, new information. We got our ass kicked by the Mets in the NLDS. It looks like we're going backwards, you know. Mm-hmm. I can sort of understand it a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I guess if you're not going to bring, or if you allow for the idea that Schwarber could leave, then I think we're closer to a rebuild than winning a World Series.
Maybe. Wow. I a lot of people are starting to get done with this core.
They are playing well right now.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Two out of three over the weekend. Five out of six on the trip.
To see how it's, you know.
Well, no, we took the pledge.
Well, no, I took the pledge, too, but I'm just saying. I'm just speaking for the people. Mm-mm. People looking at it. Like,
everyone knows what happened with the pledge in you.
I mean, yeah, I was sincere. You know. I was sincere.
No, you were not.
I said it with
were you on YouTube then? I want to find the video.
You were clearly giggling though.
Max, ain't nobody ask you nothing.
Yeah.
Max back there giving the thumbs
Max
up right here.
Max knows about you on
Max,
the pledge.
Ain't nobody ask you nothing.
Yeah. Well, I did ask if we were on YouTube. He knows.
No, he back there giving thumbs up. Max, don't be giving thumbs up.
He knows when we got on YouTube. That's his job. So we were on YouTube and you lied to him.
He was going to blame Max for making him look bad, taking the pledge.
Max did do that, though. That's what Max does.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could have taken the pledge more seriously.
I did take the pledge seriously.
You did not.
I did. You just didn't believe me. I said it with glee in my heart.
You were giggling.
I said it with glee in my heart. It was glee.
Why do you lie to everyone? I mean, I just...
I said it with glee.
Let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
What is glee in my heart? Seriously.
Lies. It's you lying to the audience.
That wasn't.
Lies.
It's not. I was glee. It was glee.
No.
It was glee.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Hugh, I had a sergeant one time tell me right to my face, you're a liar. So you can just take that for what it is.
To your face? But he is the sergeant.
Yeah, I know, what are you going to say?
Probably, yeah, you can't do too much for that.
Well, he wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. So. But anyway, Schwarber, you have to re-sign him now, and you know what? And Andy almost changed my opinion where, you know, he said you don't have to pay him, but then, Joe, you said, well, why not trade him now? And you know what, Joe? I'm going with the camp of why not trade him now, because they're not going to win anything in the playoffs. They're going to have a good season. They're not going to win anything, and then when they don't win anything, my head's going to explode again, and I just can't take that. So if you get a lot of really good prospects and you start changing this core, you bring in Rafael Devers for Alec Bohm, you know, Alec Bohm can play first base, you know, and I'm sure he'd do a good job for the Red Sox, you know, but, you know, start changing the chemistry of this team, mix it up a little bit, and I think it would go well. So if you're not going to pay him now, then, you know, go ahead and trade him, you know, because you're not going to be able to keep him because somebody is going to overpay. And then we're going to have to watch Kyle Schwarber in a Miami Marlins uniform for the next 12 years, and that's going to suck.
Yeah, well, I can't do that.
Miami Marlins.
Yeah, no, we can't have that. Miami's not going to pay him. He's not going to end up there. My fear is he ends up with the Mets, David. I can't watch that. Him and Soto and Lindor. No, I can't do that.
Ooh. God, that's a nightmare.
It is.
Yeah. That's a nightmare scenario.
And they got bread, too.
Tons of
he'll be sitting there with glee in his heart, just chuckling away.
He always says glee. Well, we know what happened with the pledge, and he lied. David, well, you took it. David, we appreciate the phone call.
With love and admiration.
With your fingers crossed behind your back.
No, I took it. I had no fingers crossed.
All right. We gotta check in with you people coming up in a few minutes. We know they had a lot to say today about Hugh being invisible to start the show, and now I'm shining. I think someone said they could turn all their lights off, and I'm just the light
in
their
house.
You're
shining like new money.
Yeah, I am shining today. All right, tonight though could be a huge night for the Sixers. We're going to break down their chances at actually getting the first pick and the chances at something not as great happening with this. The NBA draft lottery, and it's been a while since the Sixers were part of this. Feels like the old days of the process. The lottery tonight, the Sixers' chances, and of course the hope of getting Cooper Flagg, which I think would be a total franchise-changing thing. Hugh Doubter Douglas over here doesn't even think Cooper Flagg could save the Sixers.
I just feel bad for Cooper Flagg if he came.
Oh, come on.
Daryl Morey's still here, man.
I kind of would too.
Well, yeah, but
I feel bad. I'm not going to lie to you.
If they get Cooper Flagg, it could fix it. It could fix it.
Or okay. We could ruin Cooper Flagg.
Oh, stop.
I'm with that. God,
what are you guys doing?
Because Daryl Morey's still here.
Screw Daryl Morey.
That's the point.
The same cat that's sitting there talking about how good he's been since he's been here. Yeah. You want Cooper Flagg to come here to that?
No, I want Cooper Flagg, and then I'll fire Morey when I get the chance to. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. We'll check in with you people coming up around 1:45. But Hugh, big night tonight.
Hey.
Come on.
I'm
That's
excited.
All you got?
No. The unfortunate thing about all of this is this. Cooper Flagg is here. Daryl Morey is still here. Like, and I mean, he's still here.
Oh. I will take my chances with Cooper Flagg, Jared McCain, and Tyrese Maxey.
No, I mean, I understand your excitement for the youth movement, if you will. Daryl Morey, man. I mean, I just don't have the faith in his ability like he does.
Well, I don't either, but he's probably going to be here if they have the fifth pick, the sixth pick, the first pick, or no pick.
This is true. This is true.
So I need Cooper Flagg tonight. So here's the Sixers' chances of everything tonight. So they have a 10.5% chance to win the lottery, in which obviously would be Cooper Flagg. He's going to be the number one pick out of Duke. They have a 10.5% chance at the number two pick, 10.6 at the number three, 10.5 at number four. Now they have the highest chance to get the seventh pick, which means they'd lose their pick. So, you know, it's interesting how all the percentages play out, but they have about a 10.5% chance of 1, 2, 3, or 4. They have a 19.6% chance at number six, which means they would keep their pick. Their pick is top six protected. Hugh, if they stay in the top six, the pick belongs to them. If they fall out of the top six tonight, that pick goes to Oklahoma City. So we were talking about before the show today, they have about a 10% chance of getting the number one pick, but they also have about a 30-something percent chance of losing their pick totally.
Mm. I don't root for them to lose their pick.
Well, but, I mean, that'd be a disaster. Yeah, I mean, that'd be a disaster.
I'd hope not.
I'm not rooting for that, but, man, it's just like when you see a talent like Cooper Flagg and everybody's talking about this, that, and the third, Daryl Morey is still here, man. And
but he can't mess up the Cooper Flagg pick.
I mean, but you can mess him up personally, like bringing him here and all this other rigmarole that you got going on with this squad. You can do that.
I will say this about, though, with Morey. They haven't messed up young players with him, right? They got Maxey, and he developed. They got McCain. Yeah. What they've done is they have paid the wrong older players, traded for the wrong older players.
I give you that. And the maturation of Maxey really came out of necessity more than anything. Remember that Dallas game when he went home, and that's when it really started to turn the corner for him. You know, and it's just for me, the whole Joel Embiid, Paul George thing. And what are you going to do with that? You know, you're bringing in another young guy. What are you going to do with those two guys?
Yep.
Because you've already doubled down and said that they're a part of this squad next year. In what capacity?
So here's the way I'm thinking tonight. If they lose the pick, that's the biggest disaster, obviously. If they win the lottery, that's the biggest positive thing you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think it's interesting if they move up a little bit. If they stay at six or five or four or three, because there's no slam dunk pick after Flag.
Yeah.
And then here's where I would not trust Morey, Hugh. If they get like the fourth pick, I'd be afraid he trades it for a veteran and tries to keep winning now, right? Like just try, we're doubling down on George, doubling down on Embiid. We're going to try to trade for another established player, and it doesn't really help out the future. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I do know this. Cooper Flagg is good enough to change the Sixers. And I don't know what else changes the Sixers. Oh, I think he's good enough.
No, I mean, I'm not worried about his ability. That's not it. I'm worried about the people upstairs and how they develop him. And allow him to develop.
Doubting Douglas, even
well,
on
saying.
Cooper Flagg.
No, I mean I believe in Coop, but it's the organization as a whole.
Here's let me ask you this question: are you a conspiracy theorist when it comes to lotteries? Do you think they're rigged? I do
to a certain extent.
I think once in a while the league will do it on purpose.
It worked
whatever.
Out for Cleveland. Like that's when I was talking about this morning when Cleveland, because they got who was it? They got Kyrie and LeBron.
Yeah.
And it worked out for them pretty good.
So the original one was people that the envelope, when they used to pull a envelope out with the team.
And the ones that stuck at the bottom or whatever.
The Knicks, when they gave them Patrick Ewing, that it was a frozen envelope. So David Stern picked out the cold envelope.
Is that right? Mm. I didn't know that.
You a believer in the conspiracy, Kyle? Lotteries are rigged?
Yeah, I mean, if they're out to screw the Sixers, probably.
Is that what it is?
Well, also, are the Sixers a team they want to help? Like,
you would think because of the market.
Yeah.
But, like, the last time we tried to do something, you know, we zigged when everyone else was zagging.
Yeah,
they got in the way.
I don't know if they'd help the Sixers out tonight.
I don't know.
Mm.
I think they resent the Sixers more than they want to help.
I think so, too. I think if it's rigged, it's not going to be rigged for the Sixers tonight. All right. We have ourselves about a 10.5% chance at Cooper Flagg. Doubting Douglas over here doesn't believe he turned this thing around. Cooper Flagg!
He'll turn it around.
Yes.
Joel Embiid's still going to be here. Wait. We're still going to be trying to figure out.
Joel Embiid may never play again.
Paul George.
Thanks.
He's going to be here. You think he's going to be ready for the season to start?
Paul?
Instead of, podcast.
Yeah, he'll be ready. He won't play much, and he won't be good, but he'll be ready. I think he'll be ready when training camp starts, sure.
I'm still stuck on him saying he's getting ready during the course of the season.
I just need something. I'm watching these playoff games.
You want something to be excited about. But like I told you last week, the teams that we're seeing are teams that built their squads the old-fashioned way for the most part.
Well, but Flagg and McCain and Maxey, that could be it.
That's a piece. But again, Daryl Morey is still here.
Yeah. But he can't screw up this pick.
Okay. I hear you.
Pick him right there. His name is Cooper Flagg.
No, I mean, I hear you.
Pick him.
And you're right for the most part. But like I said, he's still here. And it's something about him, you know, defending his resume since he's been here kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, I think he rubs us all the wrong way. Unfortunately, he's probably not going anywhere, at least for the time being. Let's go back to the phones here. Tyler in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Tyler.
Yo, good afternoon, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle.
What's going on, man?
Tyler, what's up?
As always, we're going to need some reprieve because no matter what, I'm going to be locked in. My dad and I, 7 o'clock ESPN, the heart's going to be pumping because this is a big moment for the Sixers, because it's either going to mean this offseason is going to be one of rejoicing or one that it's going to put us through H-E double hockey sticks.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Cooper Flagg, Q. Cooper Flagg on this Sixers team would give us hope again.
Yes, that's Tyler, that's the perfect word. He would give us hope. The hope that we had, because the Sixers did give us hope like 7 or 8 years ago, and that has all now become sadness. We would have hope again.
Yes, and what we need, what the conversation was last week, why we're so upset at the Knicks, is because the Knicks are turning into what we thought the Sixers were going to be. We want dogs on the offensive end. We want cats going after rebounds, cats who aren't injured, cats who aren't concerned about their podcast more than playing on the court. So that is number one. Number two, what you guys were talking about with Kyle Schwarber. My dad and I both said this last night. Kyle Schwarber needs to be re-signed now, and here is why. Last year for the Eagles, take Zach on. The Eagles probably gave up an extra $8 to $10 million to re-sign Zach Bourne after they won the Super Bowl because his price kept going up, 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 up. So Kyle Schwarber has the World Series championship. Bryce Harper does not. Kyle Schwarber has the cachet in the locker room, that quiet swagger about him when he's doing things for the team that other guys are not. So what better example for the younger guys than to see, man, you have somebody who, it doesn't matter if he bats leadoff, if he bats in cleanup, if he bats second, he's performing. He's doing the work on and off the field. That is number two. Number three, when it comes to the Eagles, Joe, I'm lockstep with you. It's fun. We're like the Cowboy Gyms of the world and all, that we get to have a Cowboys month. Longer period than just Cowboys week. But the Cowboys are a big game anytime during the season. Detroit's been running their mouth all offseason long how they wanted to play us, and if they would have gotten past the commie doors, they would have beat us in their house. Mm-hmm. And this is a prime example of the NFL selling out when you know darn well, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle, that the Eagles, this is like going the Eagles shine. To a certain extent, because the Cowboys are supposedly the number one franchise in all of sports. The Eagles and Lions are the two best teams coming out of the NFC from last year, and you're going to rob us of that for the kickoff.
Yeah,
I get that Detroit played the Chiefs a couple years ago and beat them in their house, but when you got the type of rivalry that's growing between the Eagles and Lions,
yeah.
Or even you, the Eagles and the Commanders would have been a better game.
Oh, that would Commodore. The hype for that all summer would have been wild. Yeah,
the Commodore fans would have been talking trash.
Yeah, since then we get the Cowboys with George Perkins, as Cowboy Jim called him.
George Perkins.
I don't know his last name. Tyler, it's a good phone call. You're right.
George Perkins.
The Cowboys fan that calls the show doesn't even know this best or acquisition's last name. That team's not very good. It is an interesting point the way Tyler framed it there. The conversation into the game is going to be more about the Cowboys than the Eagles. It probably will.
Yeah, and the fact that...
Not here, but like nationally.
Well, yeah, and what does it mean? You know, Coach Schottenheimer, the new coach, and the way that they had a tumultuous offseason, and, you know, Mike McCarthy, you know, them keeping him from getting the job somewhere else, and now he has no job nowhere. That's crazy.
You seem worried about Mike McCarthy.
Well, it's kind of crazy that I don't understand how any Dallas fan could feel confident in the second choice of coach.
They're not.
No, seriously, but you know, projecting. Like it's because you didn't want him to leave, right? But you also didn't want him here, but you didn't want him to go anywhere else. And then you picked a guy that was on nobody's radar because he was in house and you could control it. Because that, okay, since you want to keep it a bean. That's what you did.
Yeah.
You got a puppet. You got a lifer that's been in the league his whole life, and you did an interview with somebody, and he made it clear that whatever you tell him to do, that he's going to do it.
Here's how insignificant Brian Schottenheimer is as a coach. If he had left the NFL after last season, I don't think a single person would have noticed. And now he's a head coach of a team. Where'd he go? I don't know. I haven't seen him coach in a few years. I mean, he just could have left. No one would have noticed. There's certain people in sports that if they disappear, it's like a big deal. Like, oh, he didn't get a job? That's weird. He's a high-profile coach. Nah. Yeah. Not Brian Schottenheimer. No,
it's just weird how they handle Mike McCarthy. That, to me, that's the weirdest part.
That's Jerry. I mean, that's what he does. All right, let's go to Pop in Simpsonsville, South Carolina. What's up, Pop?
Well, first and foremost, happy belated Monday, right? Great day after a great Mother's Day.
It is. It's a great Monday. Beautiful weather.
Belated Monday?
Belated Monday.
I think he meant Mother's Day, but Mother's it came Day. Out Monday.
Yeah.
All right, so what I propose is that get Devers from Boston, pay him whatever you got to pay him, and put him at third base. You could trade Alec Bohm. Alec Bohm is an immature guy. Maybe he'll grow up in 5 years. But the core of our team needs this boost now. If they get that Devers production in the lineup, now it's gonna cause John Middleton to spend some money, and then all he'll do is just put it on the fans and raise prices. But that's the cost of doing business in the professional leagues.
Well, it is. And Devers, for all he is right now, is kind of looking selfish. He is a good player. I mean, he's been a good hitter for years now in Boston.
He's real selfish.
But he's a good hitter.
Whenever he gets to the plate in a clutch situation, he comes through. He doesn't strike out. He doesn't hit into a double play. He's a money player. Go get him.
Yeah, he's a difference-making player, Pop-Up. I agree.
One immature player for another.
And keep Schwarber.
There we go. Now we're talking. See, Pop-Up gets it. You got to keep Schwarber. Pop-Up, good phone call. Let me throw a hypothetical trade at you.
Okay.
Because the Bohm thing, I mean, they would laugh if you had to offer them Bohm for Devers. That's not, they're not taking that.
I'm listening.
So let's play it out 2 months from now. Andrew Painter's ready. Okay? Andrew Painter's ready to come up here.
Okay.
He's ready to come to the major leagues.
Well, anytime you mention his name and trade,
No. It's not. Just listen. It's not about Painter. I'm not trading Painter. The Red Sox need pitching. And you say, would you take Aaron Nola and Bohm for Devers? To me, that's a possible trade.
Don't do it, Hugh.
Oh, I would do that.
No.
You getting rid of Nola? You just gave him some bread?
Why do I care about his bread? The Red Sox could pay it.
I don't care about the bread. I care that he's like, nobody eats innings like Aaron Nola.
But do you need him anymore when Painter gets here?
Yes. We might.
I think you would realize how much you need him when he goes.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'm not giving him for nothing. I'm getting Rafael Devers back, right? I'm getting the 30 home run guy every year.
That has told you flat out that what he ain't about to do.
What
you not about to do.
Nola puts his head down and works.
That's it.
Philly guy.
Hold on a second.
Devers said, I'm not
He's from Louisiana. All right, so hold on. You wouldn't trade Bohm and Nola for Devers?
No.
You
Not
guys.
The attitude, though, man.
Attitude? You're the one that always defends these guys.
No. I wish I could have heard the way that conversation went. Hey, man, play second, first base.
No.
Do your job.
I heard this weekend the owner met with him.
And what did he tell
him? Oh, I don't know, but.
He told him to kiss his ass.
I don't know. Maybe try to get through to him.
Kiss my. What do you say? Kiss, like, what they say back in the day when males died to kiss my grits?
Nola and Bohm.
Kiss my grits. He said that. Flo. It was Flo from, what was it? I forgot the name of the show. But it was, she said, kiss my grits all the time. Kiss my grits.
Maybe that's what Debra said. All right, let's check in with you people. See what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
Yep.
What do you mean, you people?
Here we go.
I am happy for Joe today, who is looking the least pale that he has in a while. At least to start the show.
I was outside a lot yesterday,
That's
actually.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I think it was more of, in fact, the light was off. Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Speaking of.
I turned it on.
Yeah. Are you doing the show from home today?
Why, what happened?
They only can hear you.
I'm dark. That's a good one. That one hurt a little bit.
Wondering if you were on remote.
That one hurt a little bit.
Yep. Hugh just looks like a floating beard.
I'm starting not to like y'all. People.
Well,
it gets better.
Maybe a new addition to the bracket of Hughes with you looking like Suge Knight. Death Row Douglas.
Oh, that one came back. That one came back. Okay.
Yep. And then one more here for Hugh. You look like Darth Vader today.
You know what? I was going to wear my Darth Vader hoodie, my Darth Vader t-shirt. I guess I'll wear that tomorrow, though. Yep.
Darth Vader Douglas
Darth
over
Vader.
Here.
I wanted to actually read a couple from the Twitter poll that we put up about week one being a must.
Sure is.
Well, the season's months away. WIP's talking about must wins. Typical.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, typical us. Here we go. WIP starting drama again.
How's that drama, though? That's
all, like, we do.
How? Explain to me, like I'm a two-year-old, how is that drama asking a question?
Because it's WIP.
Well, and not only that. I'm assuming you've heard some of the conversation that's being had.
Oh, no, not the people on Twitter.
Yeah, or maybe if you haven't, maybe you should get more information.
That's the thing about the Twitter people is they don't hear the conversation.
Yeah.
They
also,
see.
We didn't really talk much about it.
No,
we just had
I mean, it was a complete joke.
Well, I think because it's a fact, they have to win that game. It's one of the easiest games on their schedule.
Well, I agree. There were one or two people who were like, well, yeah, you can't lose to the Cowboys week one.
Of course. At home? No.
Actually, and we did get some, whereas every game's a must win, which I always disagree with. That's annoying.
That's a lie.
Stop,
That's make believe.
Stop being a fake tough guy.
You don't need to win 17 to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Dumb question.
I disagree.
Slow news day?
No, that's my favorite.
Yeah. That's your favorite? Yeah,
it's always a slow news day on Twitter.
Yep. One more. People are a little upset with Hugh for not having faith. You got to have faith, though. You got to believe.
Daryl Morey?
Duncan Robinson can save the Sixers.
Oh, that was...
It's a white basketball player joke.
Gotcha. I got it.
Deep down...
You're never going to live that one down,
man. No, I'm not.
I think deep down, Hugh doesn't want Cooper Flagg here so we can forget about the Tyler Hero thing.
We're never going to forget.
Because if he's drafted here, well, because we'll always remind you that you thought he was Tyler Hero.
That would probably be... Like, y'all going to remind me of that anyway. So you know what I mean?
But if he's a Hornet tonight, it kind of fades away.
Yeah, but if he's here, I mean, if he's there, they're going to be like, remember that one time he called Tyler Hero Cooper Flagg or Cooper Flagg Tyler?
They'll never let that one go.
That ain't going nowhere.
Do you think we're due? I mean, the last two times we had the number one pick, we took bums. We took Simmons and we took Fultz. I mean, this kid looks like he's not going to be a bum. So I think we're due if we get the number one pick to hit this one. I mean, how could you have three that bad? It really is remarkable. They took two players with the number one pick within, 2 years of each other that couldn't shoot. Neither of them could shoot. It almost sounds made up. The Sixers have the top pick in the draft. They take basketball players that can't shoot the basketball. It's like, it sounds like a lie unless you lift it like
sounds
we did.
Very Sixers.
It sounds very Sixers. Mike in Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
I was just thinking about signing Schwarber. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if we didn't learn anything from the Giants and Saquon, you know what I mean? I hope you all got good docs that can get his prescription and value. Because if we see him go to the Mets and they win a World Series, you know what I mean? We're all going to be the laughing stock in Major League Baseball.
It would be gross. It would be gross.
Like the Mets, though.
Yeah. Well, if you had to guess a few teams that would go after him, Hugh, I would
say
guess
the
Mets.
Yeah.
The Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees. I mean, you could pick out the usual suspects. Yeah, Mike, I can't hear. I can't handle that. I can't handle the idea of Schwarber with the Mets.
No, neither can I. About that lottery, though, how does that all even work, really? If you can shed some light on that for me, I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, we did explain that.
So
thanks for taking
you
the
got
call.
It, Mike. We
no problem, buddy.
Appreciate it.
That was not right. We kind of been talking about
the lottery. Explain to me how something works that you just explained five minutes ago.
It's maybe he missed it, so we'll do it again. These percentage chances that each team gets the pick based on where they finished in the standings at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the
Sixers have about a 10.5%
58.
Chance. That was the record.
Yeah, Utah was 17-65.
Wonderful. They've
Washington was 18-64.
They have done something different in the lottery the last.
We won 24 games. That sounds like a lot.
Well, we did have about 20 of those in the first 3 months, just stopped.
And I saw somewhere where it was only Maxie, George and OB play like 15 games this year.
Mm, wonderful use of money. Yeah. Wonderful season.
And we want to get Cooper Flagg?
Yes, we want to get Cooper Flagg. What is the alternative?
Duncan Robinson.
Kevin Love. Tyler Hero.
Same guy.
Mike Miller.
What was the one? White Chocolate?
Jason Williams. He was awesome.
He was awesome.
I loved Jason Williams.
Now I'm just leaning into the
Kyle Korver.
Right,
new segment, Hugh Douglas names white basketball players. Kyle Korver, sharpshooter. He was awesome. All right, the lottery officially is tonight. All right, what's your gut feeling? You got to pick one of a few things. Gut feeling. They either win the lottery, move up, keep their pick or lose their pick.
Come on, Hugh. Win the lottery, baby.
Win the lottery. Move up a little bit.
Just because.
Keep their pick or lose it.
Just because I got love for the Sixers fan. Get the pick. Keep the pick.
Keep the pick.
Not win the lottery, though.
They're going to win it.
Win the lottery?
They're going to win
the
lottery.
Well, we're getting Cooper Flagg.
Are you guaranteeing it?
Am I guaranteeing it? Oh, now, if it don't happen, this
on
me.
Come on,
I guarantee it.
Let's go.
We're getting Cooper Flagg. And we're going to rent him. He's going to be rent.
No, stop. Stop. Cut his mic off.
He's going to be
rent. Hugh Douglas just guaranteed the Sixers will win the lottery tonight. All right.
Rent.
Why are you doing that?
Because is Daryl Morey still here? But listen, I will say
there's one caveat.
How
is Daryl Morey going to ruin him?
If y'all hire me as the PR guy, we might be able to save this thing.
We got to cut his mic. Hey, looking for a job. You have one.
Yeah, I work from 10 to 2. I'm just looking for another one.
All right, that's more than enough for
us. Multiple streams of income.
It's more than enough for us tonight. All right, go Phils. They play the Cardinals tonight. The lottery tonight, the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. Afternoon show is coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.